Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Did you see this? Oh, boy. New Army fitness standards. No push-ups. No sit-ups. Now, you just got to do this one where you pick up the remote again and again. Yeah. If you could do like 30 of those in rapid sequence, they'll let you in. Rather than doing 2 minutes of push-ups and 2 minutes of sit-ups, new exercises are being added, which will supposedly better simulate physical demands encountered on the battlefield. Oh, boy. This has nothing to do with their recent announcement that, what was it? Was it like 70 or 80% of the population now is like they can't take them because they're too fat? So here's some new items that are going to be included. Standing backward power throw of a 10-pound ball. That doesn't sound too hard. Yeah. 3 repetitions of an increasing strength deadlift with a proposed weight range of 120 to 420 pounds. 420 might give some of the women pause. Yeah, but if you're moving furniture, even if you're a fatty, you could do a couple of those, right? No, you totally could. Instead of 2 minutes of sit-ups and the push-ups, 2 mile run. Oh, wait a minute. 2 minutes of push-ups, 2 minutes of sit-ups, and the 2 mile run will be retired before the end of the decade? Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're going to need to haul tail if we're going to be running from ISIS. You know what I'm saying? If they're after us, if they're after you. You get stuck, you run out of ammo, you never know. Got to be able to run. 800-347-1063, text line, 71307. Okay, so did you see this? Oh my gosh. All right, two different universities. This has become a thing. Do you remember the whole diversity thing with inclusion, right? We want everybody included, Yeah, for diversity. Okay, that's fine. That's great. We don't want to leave anybody out. We want things representative. All right, I'm on board with all that. Right? Maybe we want to be good people, kind people, mannerly people. That has been flipped on its head at colleges. Are you watching what's going on with this? A California university, as their actual campus policy. Is now they're not working on a policy of inclusivity. No. They are working, their words, not mine, to reduce the number of white people on campus. So that's the opposite of inclusion. Yes, this is a eradicate white people plan. Our goal is to increase the number of people of color on campus, they say. And to decrease the number of white people. So white people got to go. I remember when it was inclusion, it was, well, white people can make it and we're going to take that. But we're going to make sure that we take other people who might have been disadvantaged or whatever the argument was at the time. Now it's eliminate white people. Have you seen the shift here? This is like this every, I could do this stack every day. I don't get to it a lot of the time. Then there's this. University of Wyoming. Professors at the University of Wyoming say the school's cowboy slogan and mascot has to go. Why? It promotes white heterosexual masculinity. White heterosexual masculinity. We can't have that. We can't have this open whiteness. This is an erasure. This is an erasure. The history of, this is from the professors, the history of cowboys, of course, is much more diverse than that racially and presumably also for sexual orientation. But the image that the word cowboy means off the top almost everybody's almost everybody's head in the U.S. is the white heterosexual male. These guys obviously didn't see Brokeback Mountain. I also care about us not embarrassing ourselves as an institution across the nation. Yeah, because you don't want to have anything white or male. I mean, you know, simultaneously associated with you. I mean, that is embarrassing. Just watch this. This is the new normal for these people, folks. And it's nuts. It is. Texter writes, so much for Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Whatever happened to the don't judge by color of someone's skin, but the content of their character? Yeah, you're not supposed to look at content of character at all anymore. It's totally the color of the skin. Texter writes, these new PT rules for the Army were obviously never written by officers that have been in actual combat. You've never hauled rear end until you've done it under fire. Just saying. LOL. Great show as always. Well, and thank you to the listener. For your service to our country. Big D says the new PT standards for the Army are nothing more than the wussification of our military. Trump should put Mexico on the list of countries banned from coming to the U.S. Yeah. Here's another one. Trump should take the Andrew Jackson approach when he was ruled against, basically saying, where is your army to enforce it? Texter says, let's see, they should put the abandoned children at the border, the Mexican children and Central American children into private adoptions. Perhaps then the parents who abandon their children for a green card will lose that motive. Yeah, we hope. Terrible what's going on. I'm going to get back into that in the 9 o'clock hour. Here we go. Two minute run is still in the Army PT test. Where are you reading that it is being removed? It's still in the test. You still do it, but it does not count as mandatory anymore. They're going to replace it with like five other things. This texture says the real issue is how they are going to change the scoring system. Yeah, so it doesn't count because fatty can't haul rear ends. I don't know who's going to protect us. Oh boy. Texture writes, apparently those people at the college have never seen Brokeback Mountain. It's not what the texter actually wrote. I had to edit it. All right. Tara calling all white, heterosexual American males to take all their money out of the system and quit working. Let's see how that works. Bet it takes one day for Congress to fix this. And finally, I want to know what General Mattis thinks about the new PT rules. However, I don't think the FCC will allow you to tell us his response. Okay, going to jump on the line with Karen in Greenville. Ma'am, you are a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your service. It's very much appreciated here. What do you think about all this that's going on?
It's madness. Fitness is important no matter what you do or who you are when you're in the military. And it's not just your combat situation, which I do want to tell you about, but It's your leadership and your fitness required to set the example for everyone who's under you. And if you're the fat old colonel, your entire unit will emulate you. I understand that we're going to drones and that we're going to stand off technologies, but the fact of the matter is if you're anywhere near it, you're going to have to move quickly and potentially pick up a whole other person. And this isn't... This isn't throwing 10 pounds for, you know, grenade distance. That's hilarious. You know, this is literally picking up somebody who, you know, while you yourself are wearing a helmet, which is very weighty and requires some pretty serious neck muscles to hold that up and walk around. It's got the IVA, which is plates that are ceramic and they're terribly heavy. And then your vest that it goes on and the rig that holds your gear and your ammo. And I know that you know because I listen to your show, you're a shooter. Ammo weighs a lot. Well, you know what? 223 ammo weighs a lot more than a 9mm. You probably have them both, one or the other at least. And then you usually got a backpack on. Your boots are substantial. They really are. And so all said and done, when you have all this on, even if you aren't wearing any comfort, you're getting close to 50 pounds of stuff. And at that point, you know, you weigh yourself, you weigh your gear, and then you have the potential of weighing another person in their gear and their stuff. And so I would say that the minimum deadlift, and at the time I was 125 pounds, and your minimum deadlift has got to be at least twice your body weight. And I realize that that's CrossFit, right? You have to be legit in the gym, but you must be able to pick up, you know, a fallen comrade. Some of the dudes are huge. So I literally trained to pick up my biggest, bestest friends. And that was, you know, something that is not required, will not be required, and will definitely result in people who are left in peril. And it could be yourself. So, and, you know, the worst case scenario, I want to tell you about Baghdad if you give me a minute, but
yeah.
I was on Haifa Street and, you know, ugly got started, and you don't have to run for 2 miles. Right? You really don't. Nobody's going to give you 2 miles. And I appreciate that in Black Hawk Down, the wonderful Mark Fallon book and film, you had a night full of running. But my point, which, you know, the minute I got back from Baghdad, I recovered enough to go to the Pentagon and said, guys, here's what it's really like, and here's what you've really got to do. You have to be able to haul Heine for about 200 yards. With some very heavy stuff, and relentlessly, relentlessly move with the ability to focus and breathe. And so, you know, there's a thing called the Ruttman Mile, and that's pretty cool. It's a 50-pound sandbag. But I would say the Ruttman Quarter Mile. How fast can you run, you know, with a sandbag over your back like a fireman? And perhaps to go upstairs as well, because your terrain is never smooth. It's by definition, when you need it, your terrain is going to be horrible. So that's my 2 cents, and watch and see, watch and see. Only the survivors are going to be the drone operators in Nevada.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Karen, I got to say, I am totally impressed. I was going to tell you about the time that I helped my husband move a couch up 2 flights of stairs one time. But, you know, I think I'm just not. Because I think that was the most strenuous thing I've ever done. But compared to you, I'm not going to embarrass myself. I had to put it down a couple of times. If ISIS had been on my tail, it would have been all over. So what do we do? I mean, if you need to have better physical standards, everybody's so fat. I mean, you've seen the numbers. I mean, like, this huge number of people can't qualify for the military. So what, do we just have a 12-month physical training period instead of 6 or 8 weeks? I mean, what do we do?
You know, I can't say other than, you know, mandatory. And, you know, there's tons of fitness programs out there. There's only really one who's going to get you there, and that's the CrossFit by Greg Glassman. And I didn't know anything about it. I used to follow the standards that the military set for me. I would run, and I would do push-ups, and I would do sit-ups. And you're supposed to be fit. If you can get 20 push-ups in a minute, you're supposed to be just thrillingly fit. And I walked back in the Pentagon, and I said, this is crap. And you've really got to do. And at the time in 2006, nobody knew about CrossFit at all. Greg Glassman picked up his phone when you called him. It was, you know, it was something that I learned from the special operators. And I said, what are you guys doing? How did you get like you are? And, you know, after my experience on Haifa Street, I said, I'm going to die from this. Your fitness rules will kill me. What do I do? And they were kind enough to share, but I would think that mandatory CrossFit, period, full stop, and some cruel expulsions of unfit, fat people. And, you know, if you don't make it, you don't make it. Too bad. You lost your retirement. That's so sad.
Ooh, well, yeah, that's tough, Karen, and I certainly appreciate your phone call. I don't know what the answer is. But what you're talking about is much more extensive than throwing a 10-pound medicine ball. So maybe we'll just have to rely on the drone operators. I don't know what else the answer is with the military. Again, thank you so much for your phone call. I very much appreciate it. Appreciate knowing that a female retired Air Force lieutenant colonel is listening to the show. That just makes my day. It does. Oh, speaking of making my day, this makes my... Let me set this up. This is Obama in the years ago in 2010, okay? In 2010. Take a listen to what he said back then. You remember this?
Oil is a finite resource. We consume more than 20% of the world's oil, but have less than 2% of the world's oil reserves.
2010. Headline today. Wait, this gives me a tingle up my leg. Yeah, this is in Bloomberg. U.S. is set to become world's top oil producer, government says. Oh, a year ahead of schedule. In 2019, EIA forecast that the United States will average nearly 12 million barrels of crude oil production a day. If the forecast holds, that would make the U.S. the world's leading producer of crude. I'm sorry, Barry, what were you saying?
And that's part of the reason oil companies are drilling a mile beneath the surface of the ocean. Because we're running out of places to drill on land and in shallow water. For decades, we have known the days of cheap and easily accessible oil were numbered. For decades, we've talked and talked about the need to end America's century-long addiction to fossil fuels. And for decades, we have failed to act with the sense of urgency that this challenge requires.
2010, we're running out of oil. You know what? I used to say this on the show. These peak oil people would call me. Some of them were Republicans. I mean, they were fired up. We're at peak oil. It's over. And I'd say, no, it's not. We're not going to run out of oil. You don't know what you're talking about. They don't call anymore. They don't call anymore. Now, you know what the biggest problem that we have right now is? This is what's amazing. We're a year ahead of schedule to become the world's number one producer of oil. Again, that clip was 2010, and no one batted an eye at it. Do you know, we could be getting so much more to the market, but you know why we're not? Transportation log jams. We're having trouble transporting. We got so much of it. Yeah, and these idiot environmentalists won't let us build the oil pipelines. They're the ones who are funded by the Russian government. You're talking about real collusion. Yeah. And then you got the Greenville News trying to, keep us from building oil and natural gas pipelines, too, across land to move it. But, yeah. Yep, we're running out of oil, said Barry. What else did he say? I'm sorry. What was he yapping about just 10 years ago?
Time and again, the path forward has been blocked, not only by oil industry lobbyists, but also by a lack of political courage.
Yeah, oil industry lobbyists who were trying to tell you there was no peak oil, you idiot.
And candor. For decades, we have known the days of cheap and easily accessible oil were numbered. For decades, we've talked and talked about the need to end America's century-long addiction.
Okay, yeah, whatever. Number one producer of oil in the world. 8 years later. Listen, universal truths, folks, are falling apart. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to what they said then, and don't listen to what they're saying now. You got that tie on headed to work? Yeah, I might want to watch that thing. Yep, if you put the tie on like standard, I don't know what standard is. I don't wear one. Constricts blood flow by 8% to the brain. Slows your processing down, and in extreme cases could cause a stroke if you're prone to that. Yeah, so be careful. Yeah, loosen that sucker up. And then we find this out. Your bra could be giving you headaches. Yep, another study. 78% of the women in the world wear the wrong bra size. If you're one of them, you can add stress to your shoulders, which can lead to headaches, back pain, and neck pain. You think maybe Nancy Pelosi's bra is too tight? Do you think? Well, she wouldn't wear it a tie, so I don't think she has the blood flow thing going on. She could not remember Mitch McConnell's name yesterday. He's the head of the Senate. That guy, she kept saying. Helps. All right. So loosen everything on up and get to work. All right. Meanwhile, do you see this? I just thought this was interesting. I wanted to ask y'all what this is about. Because I don't know. I've never bought one of these. Walmart just revealed each state's most uniquely popular two-day shipping order. It's, you know, so you select a two-day shipping. You have to pay for that. Right. So you want it real bad, really badly. Because you have to have it. So what do you have to have the most in this state? Okay. So in Alabama, it's cake mix. Don't know about that. Could go to the store and get that, but okay. In Colorado, it's the ingredients for s'mores. Idaho brown sugar. Kansas instant ramen noodles. I love ramen noodles. Mississippi cream of asparagus soup. Alrighty. Yeah, I don't know about that. In South Carolina, it's those handheld warmers. You know, you hold it in your hand Some of them you break them, and others you just hold it in your hand and, you know, kind of manipulate it, and it warms your hands while you hold them. What are y'all doing with those? No, because they looked and nobody else has. I mean, I could see that up north, like where it's cold. What's going on in Massachusetts? Most popular two-day shipping order, flushable wipes. I don't know what kind of personal emergency that is. I don't know. What are y'all using those for? Is that for, I thought, like hunting maybe? We're a lot of hunting here? I don't know. Tell me, what are you using them for? 800-347-1063, text line 713-07. Meanwhile, see what Trump is doing? Yeah, they had the NATO summit today, which means he's going to go over to Europe. He's already over there, and he's going to make everyone mad. Good. Heather Childress had one of the best breakdowns of this on Fox News. She seems to have a better grasp of the whole trade thing than just about anybody else on their air. And she was talking about what Trump is doing is brilliant. And I've been explaining this. The whole purpose of the tariffs and the whole thing with Europe is to open up markets for American goods. That is the goal. That is what he's trying to do. It is the fastest way to jumpstart manufacturing, right? So when you try to tie the whole Trump thing together, you can see what he's doing, and it's brilliant. He's tying economic success together with national security. And he said he was going to do that. And now he's doing it. And it is an amazing thing to watch. So here's Heather Childress explaining this, what's going on here. And what Trump did was he just wailed on the Germans and the French because they cut these new pipeline deals with Russia. They're going to buy the natural gas and the oil, whatever, from Russia. And Trump saying buy it from us. Eastern Europe is. Take a listen.
Well, President Trump's tough talk is not what many of these NATO leaders are used to hearing. A Wyoming senator and member of the Foreign Relations Committee, John Barrasso, says that it is helping the president do something that his predecessors couldn't get other countries to pay up.
The president is right. For too many years, NATO has not been doing enough. And President Trump is not the first person to say that. Dwight Eisenhower said that when he was president in the 50s. But Donald Trump is one of the first to ever actually get action. The NATO countries have paid $14 billion more dollars now that he's in office per year than they did under President Obama, because President Trump's tough talk, America first, really made the difference. The U.S. shouldn't pay more to defend the NATO alliance than the different NATO countries who are right there in the location do. They're supposed to go 2%. Very few of them have. Now many more are up to that level, but there's a lot that they haven't paid over the years, and it's time to catch it.
Yeah, you're supposed to pay 2% of your GDP in, and they're not. So Trump ties that together with when, and then you got these Germans and these French are cutting deals to buy the oil and natural gas from Russia when they could be buying it from us. And then they want us to turn around and pay 70% of the NATO bill to defend them from who again? Russia. Where does the Russian military budget come from again? The oil and natural gas bill, gas deals? That's 80% of their economy, the Russian economy.
And it makes a lot of sense what he said, that Germany's spending, what, up to 70% of, you know, on their energy from Germany, but yet we're paying to protect, Germany's spending it on getting it from Russia, but yet we're spending money protecting Germany from Russia. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He's
no,
right.
It doesn't make any sense. Here is, I wouldn't call him a never-Trumper. I would call him a sometimes anti-Trumper, Stephen Moore, writing at townhall.com. And they're finally starting to get it, some of these Republicans, these long-term establishment types. He wrote this, but even our European allies have created anything but a level playing field. Their tariffs are about 30% higher than ours. And this does not include the 10 to 20% value-added tax that is slapped on American products when they hit the shores of Europe. Trump has told our allies that he is not against free trade, but it must be reciprocal. And right now it isn't. So you're spending money with the Russians, but you want us to pay to protect you from the Russians. And meanwhile, as Trump said again this morning, look, we got $151 billion trade deficit with Europe. Well, of course we do. They're second only to China for throwing up trade barriers so our goods can't compete in their markets. It is ridiculous how badly we're getting killed. Here's Trump at this NATO summit.
We're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries. And then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia, where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. And I think that's very inappropriate. So you tell me, is that appropriate? I mean, I've been complaining about this from the time I got in. It should have never been allowed to have happened. I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer. And I think that these countries have to step it up, not over a 10-year period. They have to step it up immediately.
So there you go. So he's tying it all together. And it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Look, we're not going to continue subsidizing, being your military, and then you block our goods at the border. You expect us to pay to protect you. It's outrageous what we were doing. And it's awesome that he's challenging them. And I hope he wins. I do. Texture rights, addicted to oil? No, empowered by oil. With oil products for fuel and the right machines, we can outrun cheetahs and even fly. Yeah. Natural gas and oil are awesome. Okay, so texture rights. Nancy Pelosi burned all her bras years ago. Well, I don't know what else. Something's obviously restricting the blood flow to her head. I don't know what it is. On the ties, choking people out. So that's what's making politicians dumb as a box of rocks. Okay, I asked y'all, what South Carolina, the number one thing where two-day shipping apparently is those handheld hand warmers. You know the ones. They work two ways. You can either, stimulate the heat by, mashing them in your hands, or you could break them or whatever. But you hold them in your hands, keep your hands warm. And that was the thing most popularly two-day rest shipped to people in the state. What are you doing with them? Texter writes, if you have a personal emergency requiring flushable wipes. Yes, some state, I forget which one, some state in the Midwest, they were emergency shipping flush wipes. If you have a personal emergency requiring flushable wipes, you need them a lot sooner than 2 days. Yeah, I think so too. Oh boy. Texter writes, Tara, is Nancy Pelosi's bra too tight? I just threw up in my mouth. So says Jeff. I'm sorry about that, Jeff. Texter writes, Tara, look on YouTube for experiments with hand warmers. Should I do that? Or is that going to trick up the porn filter on my... Never mind. Texter writes, where did we go? Oh, I get what y'all are doing. Yeah, that makes sense because we are among the most intoxicated people in the nation. No, it's true. We drug up and drive and drink and drive more than just about anybody else, and we kill people when we're in that state. We've told you about those studies. This makes... Okay. Texter writes, for your answer, Google hand warmers and urine testing. There's your answer. Well, apparently you can do something about with... Okay. Hand warmers are most commonly used in the state to heat up cold urine samples for drug screens. Very popular way to try to cheat the test. Does it work? Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, please keep us informed on the minor sisters kidnapped by illegal aliens. The mainstream media continues to ignore this issue when we pray for their safety and their well-being. Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. Oh, by the way, did you see this fabulous new invention? Some guy has invented a smartphone handgun. Now, okay, I'm going to wait around for the 2.0 version of this, and I'll tell you why in a minute. The ideal conceal smartphone handgun is now in production and shipping to dealers around the country. This guy, Kirk Gilberg, created a handgun that looks like a cell phone. So it's not actually a cell phone. See, they could actually make, if you could actually, that would be awesome if it was an actual cell phone. But anyway, the main difference between the handgun and the smartphone is that the former fires two rounds for self-defense, while the latter only allows you to dial 911 after you have been attacked and need first responders. Yeah, see, the reason I'm going to wait for the 2.0 is because I'm going to need more than two rounds. Yeah, because just given the shot that I am. I'm gonna need at least five to get the job done. But this is not a bad idea. Joe Berg explained that his motivation for making the gun was to give Americans a way to carry their self-defense tool discreetly. He said, when a little child, a boy about seven, saw me, as I guess this was at a restaurant, and said, "Mommy, mommy, that guy's got a gun," and the whole restaurant, of course, turns and stares at you. I thought there's just got to be something better to do than this. He said the decision to use the smartphone design grew out of his desire to allow people to carry without having to engage other people about why they're carrying that gun. Okay, so this is how this works. The ideal concealed smartphone gun holds two rounds of 380 ammo. And part of the gun folds out to make a grip in the event the gun is needed in self-defense situations. So there you go. You're looking for a Christmas gift. Like I said, I'm going to need more bullet capacity than that. It's two rounds. Just don't get the job done for me. Texter writes, "Tara, are you running out of topics? Hand warmers. Come on. Are you kidding me? I packed this show with more info you can't get anywhere else than anybody else on the earth. And I want to talk about hand warmers for 2 minutes and yet, no. The consultants make me do it. No, they got a buzzer under the chair. It shocks me. If I don't do lifestyle stuff at least once every 10 minutes, I apologize. We'll move on. Texter writes, "Tara, the hand warmers are to keep the Yankees' dead body warm until we can feed them to the alligators." Oh, okay. Okay, meanwhile. Oh, my gosh. Okay, have you seen this? Oh, this is great. This is great. Do you remember... when the Republican Party spent millions of dollars doing that electoral postmortem on why Mitt Romney didn't win, and what they concluded was because he should have been for amnesty and illegal immigrants, right? Because all Hispanics want is like all their illegal immigrant friends to come with them, right? That's what they want. And if we give them that, then they'll like us again. Well, Trump tried the opposite. How's that working out? 61% of Hispanics agree with Trump instead of the Democrat Party's immigration plan. So in other words, not so good. And now this, 6 in 10 Hispanics, new poll, 6 in 10 Hispanics say they're financially better off with Trump in office than they were under Obama. Oh, that hurts. Yep, this is an Emerson College poll. That's a liberal pollster. 62% of Hispanics responded they were better off when it came to finances. 25% said they were worse off. Yeah, that's significantly higher than the general population. 42% said better off. 26% said worse off. Well, you could continue this way, and I tell you what, we're going to yank those Hispanic voters right out from under the Democrats.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.